Thank you and good afternoon. Around 3:30 this morning, David Gamfield, who was the subject of an assault, succumbed to his head injuries at a hospital in Shasta County. The 36-year-old McKinleyville resident was unconscious when he was dropped off at Mad River Hospital Tuesday night by an unidentified man. Gamfield had sustained major head trauma as a result of an assault and was airlifted to a hospital in Redding. The person who dropped off Gamfield at the hospital left before he could be questioned by deputies. He was later located and interviewed, but was of little help. This morning, Gamfield died as a result of the head injuries, and his body was transported back to Humboldt County, where an autopsy is scheduled for Saturday. This is the fifth homicide in Humboldt County in the 2015 year, which is already putting the county on pace to reach the homicide count in 2014, which was 16, the highest count in the last 25 years. Wednesday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department arrested the main suspect in the Tuesday afternoon robbery of the Coast Central Credit Union, as well as the robbery of the U.S. Bank in Henderson Center last Thursday. Detectives issued an arrest warrant for 33-year-old Benaiah Tabatite of Eureka. The warrant, however, was never used after police were called to the 600 block of Booner Street on a report that a man, who was later identified as Tabatite, was passed out on the porch of a residence. Tabatite was taken into custody without incident, and he was booked into county jail. After being booked in a vacant two-man cell that afternoon, around 11 o'clock this morning, a correctional deputy was conducting a routine cell check in the county jail when he saw Tabatite hanging by his neck with a bedsheet in his cell. The deputy called for immediate assistance from medical staff and other deputies, and Tabatite was removed from his cell. First aid was administered by medical personnel, and an ambulance was called. Tabatite was transported to a local hospital, where he remains in critical condition. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed a Senate bill that will crack down on employers who treat their employees unjustly. Senate Bill 588 gives the State Labor Commission additional support to help combat forms of wage theft, such as wage bond requirements and stop work orders. The bill will also hold employers to higher standards of responsibility when it comes to unpaid debts to their employees. The Humboldt County Fair is being held this summer. Dan Squire has more.
The Humboldt County Fair will feature 6 days of horse racing this summer, and the theme for the 11-day affair will be All Aboard, a salute to our coastal heritage. The fair has contracted with a new carnival, and a California carnival company will provide the rides and the midway. In a press release, the fair board announced the 2014 fair generated a profit, and that funds approved by the Board of Supervisors and then set aside by fair officials will be used for maintenance issues at the track and fairground facilities before it opens this summer. The fair opens on August 20th and runs through the 30th.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Fortuna recently received a $185,000 Sustainable Communities Grant, and that money will be used to help the city of Fortuna make improvements to roadways. That type of proposition is not as easy as it sounds. First, the city will conduct a project study this summer to see what exactly needs to be improved, and a consultant will be hired for input. City Engineer Merritt Perry already has 12th Street and Kenmar marked for improvement, but explained how a project like this affects the city.
There'd also be a review by the consultant of the safety and anticipated standards that the project would have to comply with. There are a number of state standards when you're dealing with interchanges that would have to be reviewed. This is a significant project that could affect, that really would affect everybody in the city. 12th Street and Kenmar are main gateways into and out of the city, and therefore it will have a big impact on the public.
Along with being involved in a kickoff meeting followed by other committee meetings, Perry explained another important role the consultant will have.
The consultant will also have to develop project alternatives and cost estimates for the project. This is important so we can look at alternatives and choose the one that best meets the long-term needs of the city. And an accurate cost estimate is really important because that allows you to have a reliable cost as you're moving into the next stage of soliciting funding for the project. The most likely source of funding for this project in the future will be from the State Transportation Improvement Program.
The project study is slated to begin in July. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.